It is just before 10:50 a.m. We have the administrative portion of the agenda before us.
I move passage of the consent items.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Move to B1, Keystone Pipeline Investigation Update. We've got this as a placeholder on there. Pat?
Well, I just thought I'd review the on the corrective action order. There were specific dates when filings would be made by TransCanada to PHMSA, and the corrective action order was issued on June 3rd, and the order said that within 45 days of the time that TransCanada received that order, there were some things that were due, and then another time frame was 60 days and another time frame at 90 days. 45 days of the date of the order was July 18th. And so approximately July 18th, TransCanada was required to make several filings. And then again, at 60 days would be August 2nd.
It's a big day.
And 90 days would be September 1st. And that was the time, the 90-day time frame was the time when PHMSA thought that we should visit with them again, like we did about a month ago. And if you want, I mean, if you can take a look at the corrective action order again on your own, or I can tell you what was due at 45 days here if you want me to go through that.
Any questions, follow-up, guidance for Pat?
I don't need you to, I guess. Look, my only question would be, as far as you know, did they meet the 45-day deadline?
That I don't know that yet.
Yeah, that would be the only question. And then should we schedule something on scheduling for around September 1st? Could you get some dates from them when they can come back up so
sure.
We can put it on the schedule now?
I will check with them on make sure they're available around that time frame.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Let's move on to B2, which is the Policy Manual Committee. Mark, you've been chairing that. You have a memo. It's pretty self-explanatory. I don't know if there's anything to add to it.
Not really, no.
Okay. Any questions for Mark? Looks like you're making good progress. So.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Maybe just one quick question. At what point are you doing external staffing outside of your group, if you will? You know, so if certain director or certain someone has comments, when are those comments coming in? That makes sense, my question?
Yeah, I do. I think it's something we've discussed in the committee, and I think obviously certain policies are going to require more involvement than other policies. So probably, I guess at this point, we don't have anything concrete or me to concretely answer your question, but it's something we've had in mind, and it's something we plan on. Of course, certainly I'm including any kind of director input, and especially the director, the division-specific type policies.
Sure. Because I think that, well, if you're going to give us something by August 24th, I certainly would want them to have a cut at it before we get a cut at it.
Yeah, and I should expand upon that. What we're doing is we're taking policy by policy. So when I say we'll have several policies for you to review, really what we're trying to accomplish in this next meeting at the end of next month is something pretty vanilla. Really what we want to do is not just demonstrate the policy itself, but also to demonstrate the format. All the intricacies involved, and to kind of use that as a demonstration of those type of concepts that we have in our mind.
Sounds good, thanks.
And one question I'd have is, in terms of that, of your process, are you editing existing policy, or are you sort of starting with a white sheet of paper and maybe getting best policies from other agencies or similar organizations, which would be my preference?
I mean, our mandate is, it's our opinion that we basically are starting over. That being said, if we have a good policy, we're certainly not about reinventing the wheel. So
certainly. I mean, just like you would from any other agency that would have a good policy.
And I think I want to imply some of what you're talking about in your question is that when we demonstrate our new policies next month, just a couple of them, as far as how we plan on implementing it, well, I think it's probably the best time we can discuss it then as far as an effectivity date. So.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it.
Other questions?
Thank you.
None? Thanks, Mark. Sure. We'll move to B3, plans for filling vacant positions, the vacant position in reclamation. And Jim, you've got a memo here as well that's pretty, again, self-explanatory.
Yeah. Yeah, provided with the memo, I guess just plans to go ahead in filling that environmental scientist 3 position. And I guess what intend to do, just based on the difficulty we had in attracting people with agronomy crop science background in the past, that I think right off the shoot will indicate we'll consider filling this as an underfill at an ES2 in hopes that we can get somebody that actually has the agronomy crop science degree. So okay. Just would plan on sending the draft job announcement up to HRMS for review and get the process started for filling.
Okay. Any questions for Jim?
No, it sounds like a good
No. Start. Keep pushing.
Thank you.
Pat, you may not be ready for a recommendation on this, but with the vacancy that we've got now in Weights and Measures, is that going to be a straight fill, do you think?
Sorry, what was the last part of that?
Are we looking at just a straight fill with that position advertising, and or do we know yet? Do you have a recommendation at all?
I would recommend that we, you know, advertise for a fill. We have to advertise for that, and then there's a question about perhaps timing, how soon we want to go ahead and do that advertising. If the commission wants us to go ahead now and do that, that would be fine. We'll begin to do that.
I think given the backlog that we've got, it might make sense to advertise sooner rather than later, which is why I brought it up even though it wasn't on the agenda. It just occurs to me as we're talking about filling vacancies, we should think about it. I wouldn't want sort of commission direction to be the like you'd be holding off for weeks that you would otherwise be advertising if you felt you could go ahead.
What's the reason you wouldn't? Is there
the only reason that we wouldn't, we would need, I was going to talk to Josh and Daryl about it, but the only reason we wouldn't is if there was some reason we had to hold the position for funds, you know, to recoup some funds before we advertised again, but
I still say we could start the process, and if we need to adjust the hire date a little bit, that might be the time to do that.
That's fine, too. Yep. Yeah. That would be good.
I would go ahead and have your discussion. But, I mean, from my own perspective, I'd say go ahead and start the advertisement process, and you don't need to wait for our approval on that.
Thank you.
Is that
sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks. B4. Oh, I put this on. I think we may have all gotten this. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why we were identified as an agency that might have an interest in administering the health care exchange in North
Such
Dakota.
Such an opinionated group.
I guess. My assumption is that we do not have an interest in managing that, but I wanted to make sure that we discussed it before.
I thought there was
I had to read this 4
know.
Times to make sure I didn't miss something.
Okay. That was a close
Sounds
one.
Like,
good.
I concur with your assessment.
Yeah,
okay,
amen.
So
sure.
It's 2-1 then?
Mm-hmm. Kevin, yeah, something. Like, it's at least a majority.
All right. So who was included on this? Was it just the 3 commissioners from our office?
I don't know.
It must be.
Mm-hmm.
I will respond to Jennifer and just indicate that we discussed it at our administrative portion of the agenda, and we do not have an interest in administering that. Okay. Okay, let's hold off on B6, which is the executive session. We had a couple of late breaking items added to the agenda, which we should finish first.
Oh, B5. Did you try that?
Oh, did we do B5?
Yeah, here.
I don't have the B5 paper. Thanks.
You don't have 6-7, right?
The Utility MACT.
Yeah.
I was just reading through that. I should have it in here.
Kelsey's been staying
Late
at night for this.
He's the expert.
Kelsey's
now,
got that one.
Got his soda ready to
you want
go.
To,
brand new pad of paper.
Go back and teach energy law now.
Huh, I must have left it on my desk because I knew I was reading it. Okay, do you want to go ahead with your discussion, Kelsey?
Well, I guess beyond what was in my memo, indicated in my memo, I just think there's a lot of uncertainty surrounding this entire rulemaking. And I'm still receiving some information and responses from utilities and other experts that Commissioner Clark put me in contact with. And I guess from what I've seen, there doesn't seem to be a lot of widespread panic that this is going to, you know, drastically affect the utilities in North Dakota. But that said, there are going to be some considerable costs directly associated with the proposed rule. One utility anticipated a rough increase in 5% of rates, like I said, directly associated with this rule. But beyond that, there's a lot of, like I said, legal and scientific uncertainties that just makes this rule uncomfortable to a lot of degrees. So it's up to the commission as to whether or not you want to issue written comments.
My preference would be to have some sort of comment, mm-hmm. considering that asked for a delay.
Were we going to partner up with South Dakota and some others?
Planning on partnering with specific states. There are some states that have sent in comments already, I think, or have at least draft comments, and I forwarded some of those to Kelsey. Are there things we can glean and learn from what others have said that strike about the right tone, do you think?
I guess with the regulation or the recommendations that I included with my memo yesterday, from the people I've talked to, the experts and other, you know, entities that are commenting on this, they seem to think that those recommendations are on par with what they're issuing. So I can, you know, pick and choose and grab things that we might agree with from other comments or proceed with what we've got there.
What's the deadline on this again?
August 4th.
Is this work session worthy or is this just comments back to Kelsey? I can go either way.
I would recommend a short work session. Maybe Kelsey should draft what you're telling him individually or what what you're telling him today from this, right. I would recommend a short work session, unless we know specifically what we're saying today, which I don't think we do.
And I can communicate with you as I receive those additional responses. I'm still waiting from a couple of utilities.
Yeah. Forgive me, refresh my memory, not having it in front of me. Did your comments actually have a proposed set of comments in them, or was it... there were some fact sheets, and it went into background and so on and so forth.
It was just more so general recommendations, okay. Not actual language for the comments at this point.
What I'd do is I would... Yeah, I got through those. I think generally speaking, it's heading in the right direction. I would glean from others, maybe some tone and context type issues, and come up with a proposed set of comments. I don't think they need to be overly long, and the ones that I've seen have not been from state commissions, and part of it, I'm sure, is because of the uncertainty involved with it. But, yeah, if you could do that, that would be
absolutely
great, and then a short work session is probably in order.
Do we want to move the item to scheduling?
Yeah, let's do that.
Get one in.
Yep, it's coming up quick. All right. Thank you. Let's move to B6, attorney consultation. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the one we moved. Minot Flood Recovery Volunteer Effort. This was one that I put on as well. It is related to an email that I think the commissioners received. The governor encouraging elected officials to allow agency employees to volunteer for a day in the Minot area to assist in the flood cleanup and recovery efforts. This may be something that some folks on staff may have an interest in, and so I placed it on the agenda to see how we'd be handling it. I mean, I would encourage us to follow the governor's recommendation.
Name a point person in the agency, is that?
That probably makes sense.
Participate, to participate, please assign one point contact person from your agency and email Sarah in advance with the following items: the number of people and names of people that will be going on the respective time and day, the name, work phone number, and cell number of each agency's designated point of contact. So I guess I would ask if there are volunteers to do that. We don't need to know who's going to volunteer to go to Minot right now, but we do need to assign an agency point of contact right now. And then I would ask whoever that person is to then coordinate all of the other things that are required.
Was there parameters in that letter of start and end date, or was it kind of open-ended? I can't remember.
Let's see. Sarah Johnson and the Office of First Lady will coordinate the effort for all state agencies. All volunteer work will be offered through the All Hands organization, which is headquartered in the Minot Recovery Center at the auditorium. To ensure there's not an overwhelming amount of volunteers on any given day, we ask that you reserve the days your agency would like to volunteer directly through Sarah. So it sounds like it's somewhat open-ended, but you need to just be in contact with her so that you're...
Each employee could do one day. That's what our thoughts could be.
Right. There's a waiver that's attached. My guess is that in advertising this to staff, we'll just want to forward this packet that we got to the whole staff. You can look it over. Make sure your tetanus shots are up to date. And go from there. Daryl, do you have
any... I'd be willing to coordinate that, okay. Commissioners, if that's what you...
He saw that train.
That was a gentle... Yeah. That was a subtle nudge there, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's okay.
On my part.
Well, that's fine.
I do have one question, though, for maybe coming your way, Alana, or whoever. So employee goes up there and they get themselves up there, however they get up there. They're on work time, they get injured. It's just like they get injured here, right?
That's explained further back in that.
Because I read through it, but...
If the office tells you to go do it, like if we had an office up there and you were recovering that department, it would be covered. If you are purely volunteering, it is not covered. Now, there may be some coverage through the volunteer organization, which is the way it is with sandbagging. There's some city coverage, possibly, da-da-da-da. But it's not the commission's coverage. But again, you're not having to take leave, but you're not taking a state vehicle.
Right.
You know, there's other things on your own in that.
Because I like the idea, and this is all good, but there is some concern that I have with, living the Fargo stuff, when they pour the water back down, there's lots of stuff out there floating around and all that that people just need to be aware of. It's good to go volunteer, but you can be down there and it's just a concern.
Yes.
People understand that as they get into this.
That's the purpose of the waiver.
Be prepared, yeah, and have all the right stuff. And
right.
That's the purpose of the waiver.
There's a list of safety equipment needed.
That's comforting.
Yeah, exactly. That was my point also.
But that is also the purpose of the organization.
Yeah, to make
working
sure.
Through the organization.
Right.
Okay.
My question would be if the commissioners are planning on, like if there's a date that we should coordinate with commissioners who may want to do it, maybe we should know that.
I'm
doesn't
guessing
have to
we'll
be now.
Split up.
Yeah.
That too.
I don't see,
that's why I asked about the open-end period that I imagine we'll wander up there at some point in time. But
I'd hate for 30 of us to go up there in one day and then prove that they don't need us down here,
So I think they figure that out before you go on.
Probably the best way to handle it is, Daryl, when you send this around, have people who have an interest send you back days that they're interested in serving, and there may become a cluster of, two or three days where there's the right number of people to go up there, and then that's what's communicated to Sarah.
All right.
And to the degree we can join, that's great.
All right, wonderful.
I'm going up for a day on August 5th, for what it's worth.
There you go.
August 5th.
Okay. And thanks in advance for anyone who may be thinking about it.
It will be harder work than you do here, I think.
At least more physically.
Yeah, it's not a slam on anybody. It's just the truth.
Special commission meeting, Pat.
Speaking of special meetings, where's Jerry at today?
In Cleveland. Ice pick.
I have a request for a special meeting because I have three things coming up, I think, that will that the parties are interested in keeping moving, I guess is the right way to say it. Enbridge is in the they've asked for deviations to their corridors, and we've determined what the process will be, and they're going to be filing, as far as I know, they're going to be filing a request for a waiver of commission procedures. And when they do, then we will need to issue a notice of opportunity for hearing. And the third thing is Bakken Link. We will be setting a date for the Bakken Link crude oil pipeline down under scheduling, and we would issue that notice of hearing, a notice of filing, a notice of hearing on at the special meeting. And so I was expecting, but from Enbridge, I was expecting to see the waiver request this morning, and I haven't seen it yet. And so if the commission would be interested in scheduling a special meeting, perhaps early next, first part of next week.
Tuesday's bad, but other than that, Monday, Wednesday are wide open for me.
Wednesday's wide open for me.
Oops, what am I doing here? Wednesday. Yep, I'm wide open.
10 a.m. Wednesday?
Fine.
Handle them both then? Okay.
That was easy.
Works for me.
Works for me.
Sounds good.
Hope it works for...
It's not supposed to be this easy. Are we making a mistake?
Probably.
probably, yeah. What is it we're... Accidentally got...
Was that week we were supposed to have the rate case and then it moved?
Yeah.
The week after.
Was it?
I don't know.
It was around then. Yeah. Okay. Should we move to scheduling? Or is that what we just did, though? No, the formal hearing is later. We've got three items. Reschedule of November 9th commission meeting.
Oh, yeah. That's because there was a two-day... Somebody wanted a two-day hearing.
For the Big Stone error?
Yeah, I thought that if we could adjust that commission meeting, then we could have the two-day hearing.
Which I think was a good... I agree. I think that's fine. But the thought you had, Pat, when we chatted was maybe we consolidate, maybe we create a 3-week.
What if we just delete the meeting?
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, we could delete it. But because there's a meeting November 20, the day before Thanksgiving, you were thinking if we went a week earlier, we'd eliminate the 23rd one.
Yeah, the problem is we got Neighborhood Week that week.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of the beauty of the schedule.
Okay. I don't mind canceling.
Yeah, I'd recommend...
And we may have to have a special meeting or something if there's something urgent.
Right, and we've still got Thursday and Friday of that week.
Right.
If we need it.
Friday would be Veterans Day. Which...
Oh, that's right. So we have that. So we've got Thursday if we absolutely have to have one. But I'm okay just deleting the meeting and having a 3-week gap.
That's okay.
Actually, be a 4-week gap.
Yeah, I mean, we could schedule it for Thursday if that's
Thursday the 10th.
Yeah.
See, that's the Marine birthday, so I'm already booked that day. But I could call in
we
if
could
you
have
need
cake.
Me. Could have. That's a good idea. Bob, would you come? But yeah, that'd be fine if we did it in the morning. Sure.
Okay, so we'll say 10 a.m. November 10th.
At 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock. At 10.
10. 10. 10-11-10-11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's got some symmetry to it. All right. C2, formal hearing, Bakken Link crude oil pipeline.
If we issue the notice at a special meeting on Wednesday, August 3rd, we need to go 20 days out from there. So you're looking at sometime after the 24th, I guess, of August. I have some dates that legal counsel is Matt Sogsvina to be available.
Okay.
Like September 1, September 9, and then September 12th through the end of the month, he's pretty much available.
Do we go back to Kenmare for that? Is that where that was at?
No.
That's another question.
This would be
It could be at Watford City.
Yeah, Watford City, Kildare, Freiburg. Okay. This is the line that ends in Freiburg. Starts north of Watford City.
Okay, no, it's just Belfield. Okay. You're in. That's fine. Just trying to get a feel.
Watford actually might be it's not quite the middle. It's the top third, though. Probably the bottom of the top third. Unless Kildare.
Oh, I see.
This is the line that originally was going... Grassy Butte, there we go.
That would be the middle.
That would be the place. This was the line that was going to go all the way to Baker, but they've decided to terminate it at Freiburg and build a rail facility again because of the uncertainty of the XL.
Well, 1 or 9, either one's fine for me.
9 is not great, but 1 works great for me.
The first is fine for me.
September 1? Wow.
Okay.
Time?
In Watford City, then?
Oh, I don't know. Wherever you want to have it. Let's have it at the post office in Grassy Butte. Come on.
I'd say Watford probably looks as...
It's so accommodating.
It's an easy place to have it. They've got good facilities.
Good landing strip.
Shouldn't be
pretty reliable ride from the airport most of the time.
From the airport to the hearing is never a problem.
It's back, yeah. It's a one-way trip.
Are we looking at 10 o'clock then?
The Buffalo Chili's really good.
Sounds good. Name.
The Buffalo Burgers are really good. That's at right. Shooters.
Shooters afterwards.
What time
do we usually start those? I'm trying to think. It's on Central.
So. 10 is fine. I mean, Watford, it's a quick trip up there, so.
Probably.
11?
On the plane at what, 8:30?
Yeah, as long as probably 8 o'clock, probably.
It's probably 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then?
10 a.m., that'd be great.
Okay. And we'll work on the... The county courthouse is great. They've got a nice room there. If that's unavailable, there's a nice community room actually at the First American Bank building. I think it's First or First International. It's the Stengem Bank.
The Stengem Bank.
It's not actually listed as that in the yellow pages. That's all I know. Right.
Actually, if we could have it in that building, then we just walk to Shooters because it's in the same building. But there are a number of buildings. You're familiar with them all.
Right.
No.
Right.
Well, you're not, but we are. The courthouse is wonderful. That room in the back is great. Yeah. City building is fine. Shooters is fine.
Yep.
There's even the National Grasslands building if worse came to worse.
Work session on MACT. We're going to need this before August 4th, so...
Since you just scheduled a special meeting for the 3rd, maybe you don't need a work session. We could just have comments on that special meeting. And there could be, drafts out
going
and back between now and then.
Let's do it then.
Yeah, then we can finalize the...
That works well. All right.
So is jury the problem with scheduling in? It seems pretty easy when he's not.
Oh, there's no question. Oh, for sure the hour of the day is easier. We can actually start before noon.
Okay. At this point, we're not closing the meeting, but we are going into executive session. I should ask first, is there anything else for the good of the order? Because after we're done with this, we'll come back briefly, but I think we intend to just close it immediately after that.
Yeah, right.
Anything else?
Discussion items?
Going once, twice? None.
We will here shortly.
Yep, I've got a little script. All right.